Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you guys here this morning. You guys were doing a great job with your sign language up here. So today is a very special day, as you have heard. It is not only Communion Sunday, it is World Communion Sunday. And that means that today is the day when churches around the world are celebrating communion. Churches around the world are remembering Jesus's dying on the cross for them and rising from the dead, because Jesus died so that we could always be friends with God. And World Communion Sunday got me thinking about love, because God loved us so much that he sent Jesus. And I was thinking about all the people who love us and the ways that they show us love. And we have a lot of people who love us. Your parents love you. Your brothers and sisters love you. Even if you fight, you still love each other. Your aunts and uncles love you, and your grandparents and your best friends. And you have a lot of people that love you. And we show that love in different ways. Somebody may give you a hug to show you that they love you, or they may write you a card, or they may help you do something or listen to you when you're sad or when you're really excited about something. There's all kinds of ways that we show each other that we love each other. Well, there are all kinds of ways that God shows us that he loves us too. But the biggest way that God shows us how much he loves us is that God sent Jesus for us. God sent Jesus to show us how to live. God sent Jesus to die for our sins and to defeat death and rise from the dead so that we could always be close to God. Because before that, everybody was separated from God. But because Jesus came, we can always be friends with God. The Bible tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." God loved us so much that he sent Jesus. That is the biggest way that God shows his love, but it's not the only way. God shows his love for you when he listens to you, and he promises to always listen to you. God shows his love for you when he's there for you and helps you get through something tough. God shows his love for you when he gives you peace and calms your fears. God shows his love for you when you pray and you ask him what to do and he helps you know what the right thing is. There's all kinds of ways that God shows his love for us. So this week, I hope that you will be on the lookout for a way that God is showing you how much he loves you. Because God's love is all around us. God is love. And if you pay attention, you will see God's love all around you. So let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. Thank you for always loving us no matter what and for forgiving us for the things we do wrong. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.